He has had an extraordinary career, and that is because he is an extraordinary talent. Now, this is Ian Hunter. You know Mott the Hoople, fabulous. Actually fabulous when he left as well, but not as fabulous. Fabulous writer and fabulous with Mick Ronson and on his own and here with lots of help as well. It's his second Defiance album. This one's called Fiction. I'm not saying it runs out of steam, but it's front loaded. So People with Joe Elliott, of course, he loves Mott the Hoople. Now then, he released an album, a couple of albums actually, with his own band, and which has got Mott the Hoople tracks to begin with, and then he wrote his own tracks, he wrote his own songs, and it's just great actually. Was it with, I can't remember who that was with. I can't even remember what they were called. Have a look, research it, and you won't feel sorry. Great, particularly that second album, marvellous. Now, People, this track with Joe Elliott, is blooming marvellous. It's pop glam, it's got a big size, it talks about marketing being everything. You know, we know, no you don't. It's really, and I was singing that sweet chorus on the first listen, it is brilliant. Followed by the title track, which has a piano, the beat, it takes me right back, it's got a coaxing vocal, sweeping strings are added, it's got a lovely string and piano solo. It is so good. You got some basic soft rock with Phil Collin. This ain't rock and roll. It is. It's all right. Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck are in the third rail, which is a sort of bruised ballad, really. It's all good quality stuff, though, you know. The DeLeo twins, they're from Stone Temple Pilot and Talk Show and others, are here with a kind of slide and waltz time, almost waltz time music feel. Sing-along is very nice, a lyrical sing-along chorus. It really is very warm. But then, it's got this next track has got a simplicity and an anger to it. It's got Taylor Hawkins, he's on some of these tracks, much missed, of course, particularly because, I mean, I'm not keen on Foo Fighters, but his solo work. Anyway, it's called Kettle of Fish. It's simple, as I say, it sounds very angry. Sing-song chorus, that doesn't make it sound any less cheesed off. And Hunter does that so well. Now, we've got Everybody's Crazy But Me, in which he says, you know, because you've got, you know, his first solo track, Hello. This is Hello, Hello, Hello. What's all this? Which is great. It is actually standard rock, really. But because you've got a crunchy feel and a big beat, it's all right. It's got Taylor Hawkins on there again. This has got the great tracks. First two or three, great. And then after that, I think it's okay. Better than okay, because it's Ian Hunter. And that's brilliant. And he is brilliant. With a caveat. But he's got a lot of help. Great songs. Not the best thing he's ever done. But nearly. And that's to say that everything he's ever done is brilliant. This is not right at the top. But that's a really high bar, isn't it? Well done, Ian. Many more to come, I hope. Ta-ta.